Hi, Gutvach. This is Yisachar Wartel, and we are now up to Parshat Behalotcha, or as some people say, Behaloscha, following after Bamidbar and Naso. We are moving along with the lighting of the menorah and many, many more things in this week's Parsha, episode with Miriam, Aharon talking about Moshe. There's a lot to talk about. I'm also talking to you from Maine. I'm on a trip this week, so hopefully there's no problem with the connection and you can hear me okay. I'm also operating in a little bit different, so I'm going to have to do it through speakerphone, and hopefully you can hear me well. So the question is asked, what's the connection between last week's Parsha, which is Parsha Naso, and this week's Parsha? Many commentaries chime in on this, including, of course, Rashi, who writes that when Aharon saw the Nasi'im, the tribal leaders, give personal offerings to Hashem, that Aharon felt left out. Therefore, Hashem responded, "Behalotcha et Ne'erim." Right? Aharon will be given even greater opportunity, more so than any of the other Nasi'im, of lighting the menorah each and every day. Yet, it's not only these two concepts which are linked, but the root words as well, right? I mean, we're very familiar, hopefully, with that Rashi, very familiar with that concept, but there's so much more to it than this. In last week's Parsha, Moshe was instructed, "Naso, raise up the Levi'im by counting them." In addition, this root of Naso, Nun, Sin, Aleph, was used to describe the Nasi, the tribal leader, as he is the one who is lifted up above his brethren. In this week's Parsha, Moshe is specifically instructed to tell Aharon, Beha'alotcha et Haneirot. This is often translated as when you kindle the lamps or flames, whatever, but it literally means when you will raise them up. On a simple level, the root Naso, Nun, Sin, Aleph, means to cause to go up, whereas Oleh means to go up itself. However, the grammatical form here used is he'ale in behalotcha, which means to cause to go up. So therefore, the question bears asking, what is really the difference between these two? What does it mean to raise up or to cause to go up? Those are seem to be effectively the same thing. So like, you know, hinasei or whatever the proper grammatical terminology would be, or behalotcha, ha'ale, right? What exactly does it mean to cause to go up or to raise? They're effectively the same thing. So the Baal HaTorim notes a connection between the word of Behalotcha and Ma'alot, which and this can mean stairs or something which goes upward. So I would like to suggest that the concept that stairs do not only ascend from the lower floor to the upper floor, but also allow a person to ascend to the next level in general. It's representative of an aliyah, of a going upwards, right? You're going up one step at a time towards the next level. So too, Aharon was not merely lighting any lamp, but he was lighting the holy menorah, which shone brilliantly, illuminating the mikdash with spiritual light and radiating the area with holiness. Aharon caused these flames to go up, but these flames also have the power to inspire others to go up, right? And each was one more step and one more step. Each person who saw the menorah would be inspired, and those people would inspire other people, and each person could in turn inspire, and of course, all of the representation, which we talk, of course, a lot by Hanukkah, but it's true any time throughout the year, that we have this ability to raise other people up, and then they in turn, like, right, a smile on your face can put a smile on someone else's face, but can put a smile on someone else's face. It raises things up one step by one step. I mean, sometimes it jumps up by more, but effectively, it's like going up. One thing raises another thing. So when you raise one step, it raises it up. It potentially raises someone else up or something else up. It lights the way, so to speak, towards a higher path and has the power to create another light without diminishing its own. That's part of the beauty of what Chazal teach, certainly mystically, about a flame. We also see by Karman Ola, which is an elevation offering, also Ayin Lamed Hay, is called not only such because the entire offering is consumed, which goes up, but also because it raises you up before Hashem when you bring it. Aharon wanted to be like the Nasi'im, the tribal leaders, and bring an offering up to Hashem. Yet Hashem taught Aharon the very important lesson that it is far better to raise something that can also raise others. Not just to be raised up yourself, or not just to do one thing, but to do something which can cascade forward upwards in a proper way. Now, examples of such things include raising a family or teaching children. Obviously, you know, you want them to grow up, you know, whether it's there's children or your students, right, you want them to grow up and, you know, to, you know, whether they're going to be leaders or just lead by example or, you know, just be good people. And, you know, they in turn will teach other people or they will, you know, educate their children, right? And you want to create things which will create this steps, so to speak, upwards or, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, going down in generations, but effectively you're creating this momentum. And parents, teachers, in turn, pass on, you know, their knowledge and their wisdom and hopefully positive attributes to the next generation. We have many, many examples of both just in, like, the world around us and It's very, very apparent in many, many aspects of Torah, this idea of going up, but not just going up for the sake of going up, but reaching out. I had the privilege earlier today of, going out on a large bay off the coast of Maine, and I saw the waves, going up and down and up and down. And it's, again, waves obviously are symbolized, gal, the word wave, also the word gal, which means wheel. Things go up and down and up and down. But as I've heard explained, we don't want to teach things as a wheel, right? Things can go round and round. We want to teach things like the spiral, right? Spiraling upwards as opposed to chas v'shalom spiraling downward, which can also happen. You can create, unfortunately, a cascade downward in a very negative effect, right? If you do something bad to somebody, it can in turn lead to other bad things, and they can imbue bad feelings and bad characters and whatever, things like that. So it can go in either direction. It's very rare that it just happens to go in a plain circle. So these waves, right, they go up and down and up and down, but they also go in a particular direction, right? They go towards the shore and they create an impact on whatever the stone, the sand, whatever they're hitting, and they move. And there's a certain vitality to them. We need to be able to move if we want to be alive, right? We don't want to be stagnant. We don't want to just be spinning our wheels. We want to be going in that upward spiral. We want to be going in up those stairs. We want to be able to move one step at a time. We want to be able to inspire other people. We want to lead by example. We want to teach other people so that they in turn can help lead and inspire other people as well, and that this is part of our Hashtadlus, especially as being a Jewish nation, to really, not just Orla Goyim, but just to everybody, every single person around us, we want to help raise them up further, right? We want to be Behalozcha, we want to raise them up so that they can in turn raise other people. There's a certain extra level, not just Nussel, not just, put them, and say, okay, you're special, you can do it, you can do, amazing things, which is great too. Right, but you also want to put people up in a way that they also want to raise other people and that they want to help other people raise themselves up. So may we realize that the light of Torah and the light of life are beautiful gifts to not only raise up ourselves and raise up others, but to provide a continuous gleam to the world until the days of eternal light when Mashiach Ber Harbi Amenu comes. Wishing you all an amazing Shabbat Shalom.